opportunities for your listeners to get involved. And so I would recommend those two sources. The other thing I want to say is not having to do with my book, but there's an organization called Starts With Us, has a website and has exercises for people. Another one is Good Conflict. These are organizations that can really help you figure out how you can interact with people who have different backgrounds, different views, different political affinities more productively going forward.
Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up?
My only final thought is that, you know, it's so tough. I mean, I feel it myself, what we've been going through as a nation. It's so dispiriting in many ways, given how especially how the press covers it. You'd think there was absolutely no hope. It's just not true. There's a huge number of people out there doing wonderful things. And my biggest worry is that people are going to give up on we're going to give up on ourselves as a people, and we're going to give up on each other. And I think we can't afford to do it, and we don't need to do it. There's lots happening. It just will take a little bit of initiative, and I mean a little bit of initiative, to find out where and who and how to plug in. But we can't afford for that to happen. If that happens, then it's all over. And I really think that would be a shame.
Well, Diana, thank you so much for talking about your book with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. I so appreciate it.
That was Diana McLean Smith, author of the new book, Remaking the Space Between Us, How Citizens Can Work Together to Build a Better Future for All. You've been listening to KBOO News In Depth. I'm Althea Billings.
I'm Naomi Klein, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stick with us as we play you music, throwback interviews, and more. Stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask, and we'll see you on the other side, Indian Country.
like a girl.
What they have to say. I listen to the waterfall begging for another day. I listen to an eagle cry dying high in the sky. I listen to the call of the moose as she lies down to die. Don't you know you gotta let me. I listen to his way. I listen to the crack of the gun. I'm the one that had to pay. I listen to the deep way chant, to the drowning of the creek. I listen to the cry of the people dying of mercury. Don't you know? God let me. Don't you know? To the whistling of the loon, I listen to the howling wolf echo throughout the night. I listen to the bark of the seal, he's just a bloody sight.
Listening to Rose City Native Radio. I have our wonderful co-host, Nick Yellowhorse. Nick, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
doing as well as I can. So we have a special guest today. We have Liz Carr from the Strong Hearts Native Helpline. Liz, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. So just to give you a quick overview of what Strong Hearts Native Helpline is, as you may know, American Indian and Alaska Native women suffer some of the highest rates of violence and murder in the United States, a crisis that has diminished the honored status of women and safety in our tribal communities. Unfortunately, in spite of the high rates of violence experienced by American Indian and Alaska Native women, only a small percentage were reaching out to for assistance at the hotline that is run by the National Domestic Violence Hotline. So really what a mainstream hotline, if you will. So in response to that low percentage of folks reaching out, Strong Hearts Native Helpline was created by and built to serve tribal communities across the United States. And what it is it's a culturally appropriate, anonymous, confidential, and free service dedicated to serving Native survivors, concerned family members, and friends affected by domestic, dating, and sexual violence. Just really quickly, if you or a family member or friend needs assistance or needs advice regarding your relationship or domestic violence more generally, you can call the Strong Hearts Native Helpline for help by dialing 1-844-7-NATIVE or 1-844-762-8483. You can also visit our website and click on the chat now icon at strongheartshelpline.org, where you can chat directly with one of our advocates online. And we are available daily from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time.
And this is a completely free service, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's free, anonymous, and available 365 days a year. Currently from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central, we hope to be expanding in the next year to 24 hours a day. So 100% free. We encourage folks to give us a shout if they need, either through dialing in or through chat.
That's great to know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but due to the current situation we are in, due from COVID-19, we are experiencing a higher rate of cases. Am I wrong or am I correct? My understanding, it has spiked because of it.
Well, yeah, we don't have any data that actually indicates that quite yet. I think it's early still in the pandemic, unfortunately, but we do know that the pandemic has had a disproportionate impact on Indian country, and we know that it's impacted our tribal victim programs and shelters as they've had to face additional challenges to kind of avoid disrupting the services for Native victims. You know, it's really hard to say, but in these uncertain times when people are being recommended to stay home, we know that home isn't always a safe place. And we, you know, we believe that the pandemic has really put our relatives in abusive relationships at a heightened risk of violence. You know, they may be facing an escalated risk of violence due to social distancing and to being isolated with their abusive partners. And so while we don't have the data to increase or to indicate that there has been an increase, we believe that we likely will see those crimes and those instances of domestic violence being reported more likely when the pandemic is over. We have seen, just as, you know, some evidence toward our belief, you know, we've seen as some of the stay-at-home orders have been lifted in certain states, we've seen an increase in our calls at Strong Hearts, indicating that, you know, perhaps during the stay-at-home orders, folks weren't able to make that call or chat safely. So we'll, you know, we'll be able to kind of crunch some numbers and figure out what, if there indeed was an increase. But as it seems to us, and data does indicate that in past disasters, domestic violence definitely does escalate during uncertain times. So while we don't have the data to say that, yes, for sure, it is highly likely that, yes, there has been an increase.
What are some things that your organization has been doing in response to the current crisis?
So one of the big things that we did actually was we were able to launch our chat services a little bit more early than we had anticipated, because we figured that folks weren't going to be able, they'd be more likely to be able to chat versus making a phone call. And we did see an increase in our website hits. So we thought that, you know, as we were moving along with implementing our chat advocacy, we decided to move it along a little more quickly to be able to provide those services, you know, in a different place. Platform that might be more accessible during this time.
With being able to chat online by going to your website, do you have to create a login, or is it just the same instance of being as most anonymous as possible?
Absolutely. It's still anonymous. It's just a click now on the chat now icon. No names or anything like that are shared. So it continues to be anonymous, just like dialing in.
What are some things that people can expect experience-wise when they go to these chats?
Sure. So our advocates are actually at this time 100% Native. And so they really understand some of the cultural differences that a Native survivor may be facing in terms of whether it's jurisdictional barriers or cultural abuse. But our advocates really are there to provide peer support and advocacy, information, education about domestic violence and sexual violence, working on personalized safety planning. They also do crisis intervention. And one of the biggest things that we do is refer to Native-centered domestic violence and sexual violence service providers across the country. So we have direct connections to the shelters and domestic violence service providers that are across the country, whether they're Native or not. But we try to refer folks to Native-centered domestic violence and sexual violence providers if that's what they wish for. So we do quite a bit. I think probably our number one request for service is really that peer support, a listening ear, someone who understands what they're going through and providing that advocacy on the line.
That sounds so fantastic. It's just so exciting to hear. I know, at least like in my personal experience, like that's definitely something that I had been looking for and for a while now, like some sort of service like this, of like being able just to talk to other Natives who can kind of relate on that level of like culturally and spiritually with those, you know, the situations that I've been through in my past. And that's really great to hear. Like when you said you had an all Native staff, I literally just like jump up and down. I was like, yes.
Like we are really proud of our advocates and the work that they do. They're incredible folks, and they work really hard for us. And I will say that during the pandemic, they've really stepped up their game in terms of being able to provide these services remotely from their home. So they are the true heroes, the ones doing the work on the lines, and they provide a really great service.
I also love that you are connected not only to Native-specific service providers, although that, again, that's super rad and I'm very, very excited for that. But I do like that you have managed to create like a network and have connections all across the, you know, the country, I would assume, of like helping people get connection to treatment. I think that's really good, and building that network and talking to each other, right? Like that's the huge thing, is communication between all these different things and services that we get. Having everybody on the same page is so huge. So I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. We are closely connected to the hotline at the National Domestic Violence Hotline. So we do have access to their database and communicate pretty closely with them on a regular basis. So we do have access to service providers across the country, whether they're Native or not. And we work very closely with them from a policy perspective as well, in terms of trying to educate and advocate for Native survivors and victims and the work that they do from the National Domestic Violence Hotline, because we know that not every Native survivor or victim is going to see our information, and they may reach out to the hotline at the National Domestic Violence Hotline. So it's a continuing progress, work in progress with our mainstream advocates and allies, and we're just really excited to be able to do this work.
Well, that... it's great to have you here. I did want to ask, are there any specific situations or common themes that you, if somebody wasn't too sure about giving a call or chatting with you all, that you would say, yes, please come talk to us?
Yeah, I think it's really important to kind of define what domestic violence is and some of the tactics of domestic violence. It's really a pattern of abuse that can take place in relationships where couples are dating, married, living together, have a child together, or even after the relationship has ended. If you're unsure if you're facing domestic violence, questions you might ask yourself include, does your partner threaten to hurt you or your children, constantly ask where you are or follow you, act jealous, constantly call or text you to check up on you, demand to read through your text or your look through your phone, make jokes about your culture or put you down for being Native, demand that you spend more time with them and less time with family, and pressure you to do things that you may not want to do. So these are, you know, the common tactics of domestic violence. And we really encourage folks to really ask themselves about their relationships and whether or not they're in healthy relationships. And if these things are happening, we encourage you all to reach out to Strong Hearts for some advice from our advocates who really understand the power and control dynamics of domestic violence tactics.
My phone is fighting me. Okay. That's fantastic. Thank you for that. And I think it's important to kind of recognize the signs. You know, a lot of people are questioning, and it's hard to really tell sometimes too, you know, in certain situations, especially with gaslighting and things, it can be difficult to be sure, like, if this is something that you really need to ask for help. And it can be really hard to ask for help, and especially now, you know, with everything going on, the isolation, right? The feeling of isolation and anxiety is so high. So I think it's good to continue to encourage folks to reach out. Because if there's any time to reach out, now is the time, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we like getting on your radio shows and try to spread the word as much as possible, because it's okay to have to call, right? It's okay to have to reach out. And that's what we're here for. You know, we encourage you, even if you are a family member who is looking to help, you know, assist another family member, or you're not sure that you are an abuser or you engage in abusive tactics, we welcome you to call into Strong Hearts Native Helpline as well. We do provide those services to, you know, family members as well as folks who may be on the abuser side of the situation. So we're really excited to be able to share this information with you today, and hope that it reaches out to folks in your area more broadly.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little bit about the other side of the line, if you will. What kind of training and programs do the folks on the other end of the phone who are working for you, what kind of training do they receive?
So they receive quite a bit of training, and it's unreal, actually. I am not a trained advocate. I am a policy advisor. So I I cannot believe how much they know and how much they do. They undergo 80 hours of training on domestic violence, on tactics, on providing advocacy. They have continuous training to, you know, continue to be updated on the latest information regarding domestic violence. We have advocates who've been in the field for decades, who provided services either in their reservation communities or off reservation communities as direct service providers. And we have advocates who unfortunately have been victimized themselves, so they really understand some of the power control dynamics that are used as tactics by abusers. So, you know, a little bit of real world experience, but lots of hands-on training with, you know, lots of mock calls and that kind of training and things like that.
Nick, any questions?
I think most of my questions have been answered. And again, for everybody listening out there, their phone number, if you'd like to give them a call anytime, is 1-844-762-8483, or you can go online to their website at strongheartshelpline.org. There is a wonderful little chat button in the top right. I'm looking at it here, and it looks very well laid out for anybody who seeks help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we also encourage folks to check out our social media pages and share that information along with their social media networks, just to get the word out that we exist and we're here to help.
So if folks wanted to get involved with y'all or support you in some way, what's the best course of action for that?
Yeah, I think visiting our website is the first step. You know, we have a Facebook, we have a Twitter, and we have an Instagram. Of course, we accept donations to continue our work, but also just generally, we encourage folks on the ground, tribal leaders, community members, to really support the movement to prevent and end domestic violence. by heightening public awareness around the issues of violence in Indian country. And really just all, you know, throughout the year, believing survivors, speaking out and taking action against abuse, and making sure that we share supportive resources with our loved ones and communities, to really just put an end to domestic violence forever. So yeah, you know, you can visit our website. We have lots of resources for folks to check out, for folks who may want to share information with their communities, but other, you know, and donations as well, obviously. But we really are, we're really just wanting to spread the word to as many people as we possibly can to increase awareness that that domestic violence is a problem in our communities, but it doesn't have to be, and that we're here to help.
Well, Liz, I really appreciate you coming on and letting us know more about who Strong Hearts is and what you do and how it can benefit the Native community all across the nation. From my understanding, you are open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time, correct?
That is correct.
And with that, is there anything else you'd like to mention? Or Jack, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, I think overall, you know, with the COVID situation getting to, you know, where it's at right now, you know, and of course, as you said before, like, it's, you know, we can probably assume safely that, you know, calls will probably most likely increase as this continues. Do you guys have any, I mean, of course, you've released certain features early, like the chat function. So what's next for you all? Are you looking at expanding services in another way? Or what's the next step here as we move forward into 2021?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that we plan to do is to expand our services to 24 hours a day. We know that abuse happens more often than not in times that are inconvenient to make a call, so sometimes at night. And at this point, we do what we do when we have a caller call in during our hours that we're not operating, is they direct connect to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. But we really want to be able to provide that service 24 hours a day. So our hope is in 2021 that we're able to expand to be able to do that, provide that service for 24 hours a day, and really just expand awareness about the prevalence of domestic violence in our communities, and really take a stride at putting an end to it by creating that level of awareness and providing services to folks who may just need to know that we exist in the first place to be able to call us and get that assistance and direct referral to a service provider near where they live.
Well, I mean, that's definitely, it's a good goal to have, of course. Like, it would be great to have more 24-hour lines like that, and I'm, you know, as things continue on. But having a service like what y'all do is, like, so important. I'm just, like, I can't help but gush. It's just very, I'm just very happy to have you on and to hear about the work that you've been doing, and just very thankful that y'all exist and do what you do. So thank you for existing and doing the work and just, yeah, just for being there. It's very, having resources like this, especially now, you know, like, we're a people who gather, right? Like, we heal through each other, our family, our connections, and to have that kind of severed with social distancing and everything, that can always be really hard on the spirit, not being able to have ceremony or powwow or things like that, for sure. And increases, again, the part of domestic violence is isolating the person. And when you're told to social distance and quarantine, that's super isolating. So, again, just very thankful to have you on the show and have you here, and we look forward to seeing more from you and hearing from you as you continue to grow. And yeah, any other final thoughts you'd like for our listeners to hear, or if you'd like to plug your website again, or any other places they can find you or support your work?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to say thank you for, you know, having us on today. We're really excited to be able to speak to folks on the West Coast. And, you know, please feel free if you need to give us a call to give us a call at 1-844-7-NATIVE or 1-844-762-8483. You can also chat with us online by clicking the chat now icon on our website at strongheartshelpline.org. Currently, our advocates are available to talk every day from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time. and we'd really like to touch base with you again, perhaps sometime in 2021, and provide some updates on our work and where we're at with expansion.
Yes, absolutely. I really look forward to that. Liz, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Spent my summer in a van, St. Augustine to Michigan. Held my breath, said a prayer. All those people waiting there, I've been searching so long. Tears, thanking grace for bringing us all here. It ain't lonely on the road when there's love everywhere you go. I've been searching so long, it lived in me.
driving me crazy. The way these buildings pass, all this construction amaze me. Hot boxing in the car, you know it's bound to get hazy. I've been clubbing in the blazer like my mom in the 80s. I got big green, I got big cheese. I'm a apparition always. Halloween, I got what you need. I got what you need, but I'm an apparition. No, you ain't finding me. So funny how they find you when they need you the most. Like, where were you the other day? I hit you up and you ghost. I got the plug you need, I heard you trying to roll. But you not matching with me if you just trying to boast. I'ma fly back to the 503 and coast to the coast. The way I'm working lately, say I'm doing the most. I say it once and say it twice, can't wait on my goals. I'm the sugar and the cream, I'm not your average Joe, oh no. I got big green, I got big cheese. I'm a apparition always. Halloween, I got what you need. I got what you need, but I'm an apparition. No, you ain't finding me. So nasty, I'm like Rico when he beat it like Kenny. I brought some homegirls with me, but they only drink Henny. Can show you my whole world if you down and you let me. But I don't got a lot of time if you want extra, it's spendy. When we going out, we always get it for free. Don't drive the boat, I row it, baby, life's just a dream. Our nights are photo worthy, no, my artists agree. I always make these moves, no, I don't gotta convene. I got big green, I got big cheese. I'm a apparition always. Halloween, I got what you need. I got what you need, but I'm an apparition. No, you ain't finding me. I got big green, I got big cheese. I'm a apparition always. Halloween, I got what you need. I got what you need, but I'm an apparition. No, you ain't finding me.
Baby, I can't lie to you. I ain't never really had it like this. So I'm sorry if it seems like I don't try to you. Maybe I ain't been the best for my exes. Maybe I forget to send a message. Baby, you the only one I'm texting. Even though these women try to test it. Maybe I got lost in the way they all scream when they see me, cause they know I got a juice bag. Maybe you been feeling type of way, cause these women throwing shade, cause I give my love to you back. Maybe we should not give up right now. Maybe we should make a little love right now. Maybe we should get it, cause we up right now. Baby, I gotta keep it a buck right now. Yeah. Best I ever had. Shawty really bad. It is what it is. Said it is what it is. Another shawty that I made a little song for and slide off. She just wanna love another woman, never got one I can get my mind off. She the type of woman I can spend my time on, so I spend my time on. Yeah, she the type of woman I bring home to mom, cause she really be the right one. Yeah, say that ring finger for tone, shawty locked, and I know that. All these other women, me up doing dirt, it's hard to fall, and I know that. But it is what it is. But it is what it is.
your dark.
We gotta make a change, make a happy today. But the government's afraid of the NRA.
We gotta make a change, gotta happen today. But the government's afraid of crime. But at the end of the day, we want prohibition, but get sweet F.A. Subtract the multiples of division across the nation. I can't understand it. We gotta demand it. In an age where we have age limits, how have we not banned it? Is it cause the bandit's the one who got his hand in the pockets of the ones providing guns all on this planet? Stevie said ban the handgun in 95. So know that my love is with you, whether dead or alive. But the conversation, peace of mind we all trying to find, is as easy as deleting what the gun has inside. But Moneybags McGee be sitting up in his tree, making everything but human life a priority. More upset about NFL players taking a knee than mothers who spend tuition on children's funeral fees. How many is too many? How long is too long? No one hugs a grieving son like Bare Arms at Bare Arms. This is a PSA to USA and NRA is wash the blood off your hands before you send your thoughts to praise.
You gotta stop making speech. She like it when I do ABCs, and I didn't do my money right. If you ain't got shaky knees, yeah, baby, please. I don't really want a baby, please. Oh, that old gonna suss you out tonight, cause you a snack, you a tasty treat. She feeling the flick of my tongue. She feeling the flick of my tongue. I'm feeling her lungs. She feeling the flick of my tongue. She feeling the flick of my tongue. Got a feeling I'm getting it done, and I swear that kitty just tastes. Holy hecka, swear that kitty just tastes so recka. Holy hecka, holy hecka, holy hecka.
Twirl that kitty, just twirl that kitty, just taste, 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 taste,
through the fire, I'd walk a million miles to find you. Blistering winds, oh, I'd burn my skin to find you. But all this pain and all this hurt ain't nothing like being apart. When all I want and all I need is to hold you in these arms, I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. Oh, without you. The clouds break, I'll take it all on. Tremble and shake till my body's warm. I'll climb every mountain, cross every river alone. I'll climb every mountain, cross every river alone. Cause all this pain and all this hurt ain't nothing like being apart. When all I want and all I need is to hold you in these arms, I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. Oh, without you. Oh, without you. Oh, 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 without you. Walk a million miles to find you. Blistering winds, oh, I'd burn my skin to find you.
So the way between the lines, see the lies of the lingering that keep a warm from afar. I hear the thing. That's not a fuel of the situation sickening. When ignorance consistent with the sins, it might get sickening. It's sick when people think it's just as simple as a place. Never see the roots of this, so buried deep beneath the straight. Try to tick up all the boxes, crossing eyes and dotting chains and finish class, but then I need a love by history repeats. Like 3 steps forward and it's 4 steps back. Murder stories in the papers and we all get trapped. And they can keep on talking better, but it don't mean jack until they turn the lights to the ones who won't look back. It's like,
I've been waiting on that peace of mind. Just finding better ways to spend my time. Just find my way and live my life. And if I have to fight, just know I won't think twice. So where they to say we matter, they're not fooling me. Where they to say we matter, tell you this for free. Expression has been less in this last century. The only thing to come to change is in LED. People in the streets, cause we're calling for justice. Running around in circles, cause we've already done this. Keep falling back, hard to keep pace. Living in the time, it's a war on race. People on the move, cause they're being displaced. Writing up pages and making us slaves. Nothing has changed yet, it's happened for ages. Preaching their greatness while pushing our hatred.
The preceding program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at kboo.fm.
This is David Barsamian of Alternative Radio, and you're listening to KBOO Portland.